G'day everyone, Ian here. I'm at home today, it's Monday again, and I have been doing a few things. Caroline and I did another recording this morning for the podcast for Caroline Nutrition. That was good, that went really well. We're up to episode 7 now, so we're starting to hit our straps, so to speak. We're getting quite efficient at it, probably from when I decided to start plugging in all the kit to when I unplugged everything. It probably took a bit under an hour to do a half hour recording. We didn't have to screw around much at all. It was good. So we're definitely getting the hang of it. I think we only stopped the recording once to have a bit of a chat before we restarted. I'm going to finish editing that later in the week. Today I've really wanted to get into a video editing project. Back this time last year, I was working down in Gosford a fair bit, and I was working on a large art project that was going into 200 George Street. Beautiful, beautiful sandstone relieved project that I was hand painting along with the artist. And I recorded some video of the experience and a lot of photos, as you do, and there's other footage. And then when there was the opening back in March, I think it was. No, in June, that's right. We recorded some more stuff. And the artist Judy has videoed and recorded some things, and you know, I grabbed some audio, and I've sort of promised that I'll bash together a video. And Judy was so inspired, she actually went and asked the developer if they'd pay for it, and they agreed. So I've got a few thousand dollars waiting for me once I've done the video editing, but you know, that was 4 months ago that it was approved, and I just haven't done much work at all. And it's really intimidating. I'm not a video editor. That's not my training. I do have a little bit of experience. Back in the early 80s, I actually learned a bit of film editing. Remember that cellulose stuff? Yes. And I work with a documentary post-production company. So I learned a few tricks of the trade, just a few. And I think I'm a hack video editor, but I wouldn't say I'm overly competent, and I'm certainly not fast. And when I jump into Final Cut Pro, I'm a little bit clunky because I just don't do enough of it. It's a bit like doing my books recently, my accounts. I have to go and see the accountant about my tax. I haven't done my tax for 3 years, and because I do it so rarely, I'm really very cumbersome at it. You know, give me a lump of timber or a big chunk of foam and ask me to sculpt something. Sure, I can do that. Ask me to make a piece of furniture. No problems. Even give me a project like building a house, like I did once. Give me time, I can do it. But some of these other projects, just because I don't do them enough, I'm not very competent at them. Anyway, so today I've been doing a bit of video editing, and it's really, really cumbersome to tell a little 5-minute story about this project, and I'm not sure how to get it underway. But one thing I have learned is the trick is to just start. So what I've been doing is, I've done some previously, and what I did today is more of, is just put everything into Final Cut. All the images, all the video, all of the audio, everything I've got, and just dump it in there and then try and see if something makes sense. And I'm rather pleased that I think I'm starting to see my opening sequence. You know, well, you know, it's only 5 minutes long, which I want to try and make it only 5 or 6 minutes long. So the opening sequence is just going to be a quick little 20 or 30 seconds section. But I think I'm starting to see how it's going to come together and how I'll bring the story into it. It's very challenging. I just don't do enough of it. And I wanted to get a little bit of that done because I've noticed that when I do this video editing, it takes an inordinate amount of time, not so much actually sitting at the computer doing it, but letting it mull over in the back of my mind. The last one I did was for a mate. It was an installation video for a building product he's got, and it took me a couple of months to do, but there was an inordinate amount of time in there where I was just coming back to it the next day and just tweaking a few things or throwing a couple of things out and changing stuff around and looking at the rhythm of it and seeing if it worked. And I find that works really well for me because I'm not competent, so it's best if I let my subconscious do the work in the background, which has been working quite well for me. So now that I've sort of started this process, I'm hoping to dip back into this room every, you know, couple of nights and just have a look at the video and change a couple of things around and then go away to work and then let that mull in the back of my mind for a while. It'll be good. It's challenging, but it's the way I do it. I've got a little, my second room in my unit is now set up as a bit of a workroom, digital studio type room. So I've got my iMac set up here and my monitors and, you know, it's my, the second room, it doesn't have a bed in it anymore. We got rid of that, but it's full of bookshelves and a little bit of storage. When you've only live in 49 square meters, you've got to make the most of your space, and that's what we're doing here. But it's a good enough little space, and it's nice to sort of come in here sometimes and do a few things. Like today, it's been good. It's been good. Take a screenshot of my Final Cut Pro, just rough and ready at the moment, and so put that up, image up with it. So that's it. Back to work tomorrow. And the great news, my lovely dear daughter, who's 25 years old, Sabina, you can find her around the traps, Sabina Cath. She's coming home for a couple of weeks, the fella and her. So she's going to be back here in Brisbane next Sunday, which is going to be rather wonderful. A little bit of grandparent visiting time she's going to have to do. And I hope to have a bit of quality daddy-daughter time, which will be nice. Haven't seen her in 18 months. She's been over there in the UK, for those of you who listen from the old Dart. Yeah, she's been over there, so I think she's coming home for a couple of weeks, maybe to get away from the start of winter. But I think she's going to go back to it anyway. So, yeah, it's going to be good. Anyway, hope you're well. Nice to drop in. Catch you later. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.